I'm pretty sure this is what triggered Sony into pulling Concord. They took one look at this video from Naughty Gaming, and they were like, "Yeah, nah, no. Pull the plug. Pull the string." This shit is a joke. Okay, this is embarrassing. The fact that these idiots thought they could get away with this shit is insulting. Who did Firewalk Studios think would want this trash?
Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. I thought I should do something for having reached 5,000 subscribers recently. I can't remember exactly when it was, a week or two ago, maybe a little bit more. I appreciate everyone who's subscribed, liked the videos, commented on the videos. I have a lot of regulars, so quite a few regulars, really cool people, a diverse group of people, to be honest. Some on the left, some clearly on the right, who come in and talk. And like I said, I consider my channel kind of like a comic book store where people can come in and shoot the shit. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. It's cool when you agree because I know a lot of us do feel this way about this hobby. And so you have people who come into this space. They've done everything they can to wreck it, but then they get mad at you for speaking up against it. This whole, it's just a vocal minority. But we can see by the failures of all these games, Concord is the most recent and the most devastating one. You think they'd shut up by now, but they won't. They're going to keep pushing because they have nothing else. I'll talk about that all the time. But just want to say, again, thanks for the engagement. Thanks for watching, subscribing. I see you guys who comment all the time, you know. And it's really great, especially. I had, like, the biggest commenter of all time, at least from my channel, Larry Bundy Jr. I've watched this guy's videos over the years. It's amazing to have him just, you know, very simple comment. But the fact that he acknowledged my existence, acknowledged the video, and it wasn't one of these things where he's like, and I wouldn't think that he would be the type of guy to do that, where he's like, it's a shame that you have a problem with diversity in games.
You are racist.
No, it wasn't like that. This is really cool, like one of the great highlights of the channel for me. And there are plenty of people. I've made what I consider friends of the channel. 00, Giga Vega, Next Reviews, Geekgate X. Those two guys are really cool, and they deserve more views. And then just in general, cool people who have commented. They have channels of their own. I've used their videos. They've been very gracious about it and even acted honored that I've used their videos, this little small channel like mine, you know. And I'm not trying to be this humble, the channel. No, I'm just being upfront. I mean, I just made 5,000. But for years now, 2 or 3 years, I've been doing this. But it's an up and down thing. Everybody knows that with YouTube, especially my channel, which, you know, hey, I do this for fun. I really do. This is a hobby. Now, my brother and friends at work and people I've known over the years have been pushing me to do YouTube for a while. And I've always said in the back of my head, the only reason why I resisted, because as far as they were concerned and as far as I was thinking, if I was ever going to do YouTube, I was going to do it on a more essay type of thing. But that requires really being able to sit down and focus and concentrate. And I haven't really been able to do that, especially with, you know, real life, trying to pay bills, that kind of thing. So I've just been using YouTube to get things off my chest. The Last of Us Part 2 is what radicalized me, and which finally, my brother said that was going to happen. He read the leaks, and he said, when you finally play The Last of Us Part 2, which he's not, you know, I'm not doing it. I saw what's going to happen. I'm not doing this. When you finally see it, I couldn't imagine what it was. You're going to, and sure enough, he was right. I played the game. And everything that all the Chud channels, all the right-wing channels, all the Nazi channels, all the people like on Twitter, for years people were mad about those channels complaining about Captain Marvel and stuff. And I would just sort of sit back. And because I was, my thing was, they always talk about forced diversity. Why are you saying forced diversity? It's not forced. You know, diversity is a great thing. There's diverse people in the world. What's wrong with that? But no, when you play The Last of Us Part 2, I finally got exactly what they meant. I never liked race swaps or gender swaps. I hated that. I hated this. I never liked Anita Sarkeesian. I hated this sexualization of video games. This stuff where people who don't care about this are invading the hobby, telling people how it should go. Then this asshole, Neil Druckmann, he decides, and it's so funny. So like I keep saying, Abby was created as the antithesis to Quiet. He made a point of saying how Quiet was a terrible character because she was so sexualized and he didn't want his daughter to grow up in a world to have to see women like Quiet existing or whatever. So he makes Abby completely absurd, monstrous parody of a human being. Parody of a woman character. It was basically a man. And this is supposed to be the height of what feminism wants. And if that's the case, as a woman, forget being a man and saying, this is absolutely not what I want in the world. But as a woman, you'd think, I don't want this. I don't want to be seen as this. This is ridiculous. And the funniest thing about all of this is how Neil Druckmann sees himself as the Western version of Hideo Kojima. He wants to be seen and loved and appreciated and idolized as if he was this brilliant games director, games designer, like Hideo Kojima. It's crazy. Not to get into too much, but The Last of Us Part II is a huge parody of everything that people like Anita Sarkeesian push for. We talk about Dustborn and Concord being parodies, but The Last of Us Part II was the final straw that broke the camel's back for me. And I'm looking at a pregnant woman in the apocalypse being sent out on dangerous patrols, risking her life and the life of her child. You are in an apocalyptic society. You are pregnant and you're going out on a dangerous mission where, as the player, you're supposed to be terrified to go out into the world to face these infected creatures. But they've got a pregnant woman who could barely walk, barely run. They got her out in missions. I'm like, this is absurd. And of course, all the other stuff, the narrative nonsense, the way that they broke the bond the players had with Ellie and Joel from the first game, and the way they did it gleefully, and they rubbed your nose in it. My first video was just a sort of clip video of different streamers, particularly women streamers, reacting to the BS that was in The Last of Us Part II. And the whole point was just to demonstrate that women don't like this either. This is, you act like you're doing this for diversity and inclusion, but you're purposely pushing everybody else away because the people who come to this hobby don't look for the things that you pretend that they want. And so they do this thing where they attack the vocal minority. You see that happening a lot lately. They do it because they don't have an issue with how many people are speaking up. They have an issue with people speaking up, period, because they know what they do isn't popular. And they also know that the people who are at these studios that, you know, Black Girl Gamers or Sweet Baby Inc. or Anita Sarkeesian, whoever is advising and consulting with, they know a lot of those people don't like DEI either, but they don't want to lose their jobs. They see the straight white guys who've been forced out. You see this stuff isn't popular. You see that these activists are doing everything they can to now shut channels up. And I look at my channel, I only got 5,000 subscribers, and I'm actually surprised I did, because that first video, the assassination of Joel Miller by the coward Neil Druckmann, it started out the gate pretty good, and then it just kind of shut down. It stopped getting views. And so I was like, oh, I'm shadow banned. And I still think once in a while I'm shadow banned. But here and there, whoever's pressing that shadow ban button seems to forget, and so some videos get out and whatever. But anyway, still, whatever. I really do appreciate the views that I get. I'm not going to be phony and say that I like the people who come in who don't actually watch the videos. At least they're engaging, I guess. At least they're making comments. But the comments are so stupid, it's hard to take it seriously because it's like, okay, you got people who are just mad that you are speaking out against uglified women in games. And they do this stupid thing where they say, oh, you just want to whack off while you play your video games. Nobody wants to whack off while they're playing the video games. This is a visual medium. We all know there's no reason to make these women this ugly. Even if you don't want them all to be scantily clad, there is a happy medium. And some should be scantily clad. If a developer wants to make Eve or 2B, they should be allowed to do that without having Black Girl Gamers tweet, this is just overly sexualized and it's alienating people. If it's not for you, it's not for you. There's this Kotaku article. I think it's Kotaku. I haven't read it yet. But there's this article where they're saying the Minecraft movie. I guess there's a Minecraft movie. I haven't seen that trailer. I've seen images from it. It looks ridiculous. But they're like, the Minecraft movie is not for you. Okay, so if that applies to Minecraft, why doesn't it apply to Stellar Blade? If this not for you thing is a thing for you, if you really believe that, why is it that a developer can't make Stellar Blade without people coming out and attacking them? You had Black Girl Gamers attack the dev of that game, Farm Folks, because they were talking about jiggle physics. It's like, why are you getting involved in this? This is not an issue, a problem for society, where a game development company is talking about, hey, look at our jiggle physics. How much do you want to see? How much do you, you know, how, like, who cares? That's nothing. You got these idiots building this entire narrative about how they're being attacked by racists and Nazis or whatever because they don't like jiggle physics in a game. They've invaded this hobby. They've invaded this space. And they feel entitled to just talk about any dumb thing they want to. And they don't expect pushback. And they get mad if you say, this is bullshit. This is not why I came to the hobby. This is not why anybody came to the hobby. But yeah, again, thanks for all the likes, the comments, and the subs. If you've watched one or two of my videos, hit the bell for notifications. So, like I said, my channel, Comic Book Hangout, and also like a men's magazine. So, the chicks, I do that because, and I've been doing that anyway for a while. My brother noticed it, and he's not even really into like the cheesecake stuff or whatever. But he's like, it's funny how when you do these videos, you talk about these deliberately uglified women, you know, you have these clips of these hot chicks going along with it to show that in real life, there's plenty of women, quote unquote, sexualizing themselves. But like I always say, it's not sexualization, it's just attraction. So yeah, you know, some women are more scantily clad, so you can call that sexualized. But whatever. In these hobbies, in entertainment, in art, women should be considered. These fictional characters, even real women playing certain parts, they should almost be essentially considered as sex workers. I always say this, doesn't mean they have to be porn stars. Pretending that they're just the girl next door who you're not supposed to creep out by staring too intently at her or creeping behind her and trying to take panty shots of her or whatever. That's not what's happening when you're checking out a chick in a video game. They keep doing this dumb thing, these activists, these feminists, where they say, she doesn't have agency. She's just a sex doll for your pleasure. This is fictional. This is fiction. That's part of the entertainment. That's part of what makes this stuff fun. It's not supposed to be taken seriously. It's just something that you enjoy. Guys like this, like, you could pretend there's something wrong with that. And what's so stupid about it is that a lot of these activists, these gay sociopaths, they like it when it's for them. So it's like they like this sexualization in art and entertainment when it's for their gay shit or their furry shit, you know, or their bestiality shit. They love it. But let it be just straight up sexy chick walking with her ass and boobs jiggling around. And it's the worst thing in the world.
Why do you keep staring at me?
I'm sorry. Kind of spaced out for a second. I wasn't being weird, was I?
No, you're being cute.
Listen, I don't want to sound corny or whatever, but you are literally the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
They hooked up.
So there's been a couple of videos now lately that I've been putting out with the sweet baby, Sydney Sweeney thumbnails, where people in the comments have been losing their minds about it. And it's one of those things where I don't take it seriously, not to get out my tinfoil hat, and because it's calmed down recently, but not to get out my tinfoil hat, but I'm pretty sure it's another channel that's in this relative space of the things that we do, this culture war space, which you could try to act like you're above it. I don't like it either. But it's definitely culture war because there's no reason for these people to keep pushing this hard in a hobby that they don't even care about. They don't like the people who like this stuff. It's not for them, but they feel the need to change it anyway. So with the Sydney Sweeney thumbnails, you get people who just go, wow, that's diabolical. She doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what you're talking about. But that's my bit. And she does. She does in a sense, like I said, with all the other women that I feature in here. They're this eye candy. It's nice to look at. But it's also the point that this is a visual medium. We want to see attractive women. There's nothing to do about controlling them or anything. It's fun to look at. It's part of the whole deal. So I used Sydney Sweeney when she blew up because I was already talking about her. I wanted her to be cast as Invisible Woman. I knew that wasn't going to happen, but I just thought they need to cast it well. And she has the look for it because it's that sort of sweet, innocent looking thing in a way, along with the sexiness. I think she could pull it off. It's funny. I always go off on furries, but one of the things I like about Sydney Sweeney, I find attractive, is she kind of looks like a bunny, like a little bunny rabbit. I don't know. I have this thing for women who have this bunny rabbit thing. But I don't even think Sydney Sweeney is like the greatest, hottest, most amazing woman in the world. It just, she looks good. When she blew up after her appearance on Saturday Night Live, everybody on Twitter was like, boobs are back. And I was like, well, that's funny because I've already been like using her once in a while in my thumbnails and I already kind of was pushing that she should be Invisible Woman. So I just kind of leaned into that, the popularity and the whole idea that boobs are back, that everybody noticed that there was this dead from the waist down approach to doing art and entertainment, which is just ridiculous. Sex is an important chakra, you know, in the body. It's important. It doesn't mean you have to overdo it or whatever, but this suppression of it makes things worse. Just being able to acknowledge it and enjoy it. They, again, these weirdos get off on doing it with bears. and with other men, with Leon and Nightwing. But you can't do it for Eve. You can't complain about how they turned MJ into a trans man or a trans woman or whatever. So with this Sydney Sweeney stuff, that's why I do it. And it seems like it's good for the algorithm, or it has been good for the algorithm, to continue the trend, to keep the bit going. But it's also just kind of really simple. It makes this point really simply. You know, I just put Sydney Sweeney in the middle between two goofballs from Concord, and you get exactly what I'm going to talk about. You get exactly what I'm going to say. And again, so this channel, again, not to put my tinfoil hat on, but I think there's this one channel who used alts and used buddies to come into the comments in some recent videos and do this thing where they're like, why are you using Sydney Sweeney? I was about to say, they were going to say, why are you using Sweet Baby Sweeney? But why are you using Sydney Sweeney in your thumbnails? What does she have to do with this video? And then, you know, the most recent one that I remember, the guy was like, you must haven't been laid in a long time because you keep putting Sydney Sweeney. And it's like, what are you trying to do? You're trying to shame me into not doing something that seems to be helping the channel and the videos? Clearly, you must be with another channel that feels like they're the only one who should be, I don't know, talking about this shit. I don't know. You know, like a huge channel worried about what other people are doing. Ridiculous. So it seemed to calm down since I said that, because I think that's really where it's coming from, this other channel. Completely absurd, complete nonsense, whatever. I just think it's funny overall that I have this little channel that I use to just express myself. I know that there are bigger channels out there watching. A lot of them are not saying anything about it. I just hear that some of my arguments being repeated by them. And so it's really cool, like I said, when channels like Mugen Lord or Snarky J or Larry Bundy, like I said earlier, where they comment and they're cool about it. You know, Cringe Panda, a lot of different people out there have been so cool, and it's made this a lot of fun. And then just the regulars who've shown up, people who, you know, I wish some of them would actually do videos. This is one guy, and I wish I could find his name, but this is one guy who I really wish he'll write these long kind of essays sometimes, once in a while, on the channel. And I tell him, you need to go and do videos because you're good at this stuff. So yeah, that's it. This is not the most celebratory 5,000 subscriber special. Not that I've seen any celebratory ones. I think usually what people do with these like milestone specials, I think they do Q&As and stuff, but I think that's kind of boring, especially since I don't think them that interesting. I have interesting tastes, maybe. Again, thanks to everyone who engages with this on a, you know, in a genuine way. I honestly don't mind people disagreeing with me, but the issue is, if you're going to disagree, be honest about why you're disagreeing. Don't pretend that you watch the video and that I'm coming from this place in your head where it's just about some right-winger who doesn't want black people or marginalized people to exist. Saying things like marginalized people shouldn't be a thing when you're talking about video games. People from all walks of life come to this. They want it. If it wasn't popular already, then maybe if you said things like we need more diversity and that's why, maybe that would be an argument. But that's not the case. This stuff is already popular with black people and women and gay people and trans people. And then you come along and decide that it's popular with them, but it's not reflecting who they are. So I need to change it all. And again, it'd be one thing if you just said, let's add to what's there. But you don't. You take Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, and you make that this gay Fantasia, instead of just making a gay Fantasia separate from that. Now, Concord did that, and Concord proves that people don't want it. So what they're going to do is just double the triple down and go back to Spider-Man and Wolverine and keep trying to force that stuff in there. And then when you speak up or speak out against it, you're the problem, not what they're doing. So I love having this channel. It's great. I don't make money off of it. It's a hobby right now. Maybe I'll try to get more focused on it. I keep talking about maybe doing streaming one day. I'd love to do some streaming with 00 and some of these other people out here. You know, it'd be cool to really get into that at some point. But right now, I'm having fun doing this. It's totally fine if you don't watch all the videos. Totally fine if you don't watch this video, especially with it being the, you know, 5,000 subscriber special. That never seems really enticing to me either. But thing is, it's also cool to take a break from the anti-woke stuff. I know there's other channels losing their minds about the anti-woke and being very disingenuous about it. This whole thing about how I just want to like things and you're just mad at everything. And the things that you just want to like is stuff that, you know, somebody complains about a particular movie and it says this sucks. And you go, it didn't suck. It was just okay. What are you defending then? You're defending mediocrity. I don't care if you just want to like things. I don't want to just like things all the time. I want to love things. And there's a lot of shit that has the potential to be loved that, thanks to DEI, we don't get. We get the worst of it. Like, I love art. I was going to do a channel, like I said, it was going to be about essays, talking about film and music and all kinds of things. And the more you're into art, the more, not to be pretentious, but the more you're into this stuff, the more this DEI shit is an abomination. The more you see it as, yes, it's an attack on culture. This isn't about defending mediocrity. This isn't about defending the Acolyte or pretending that because somebody cares about the lore and that the Disney Star Wars is getting lore wrong, there's something wrong with you, that you're too old to care about that. You could defend art and culture if you think it's down to, I'm going to defend Furiosa. I'm going to defend Alien Romulus. I'm going to defend the Acolyte. You do that. You fight for mediocrity. But that's not why I'm here.
We get it. We killed her dad, bro. We get it. We killed her dad.
Yeah, you fucking bitch ass bitch! Fuck you! Fuck you!